is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration continues putting together options for a possible U.S. embassy evacuation in Sudan while warning Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon's working on plans and has sent troops to the area just to be ready.
If we are called on to do something, and we haven't been called on to do anything yet.
For now, there are no plans for a broader pullout of the potentially thousands of other U.S. citizens in Sudan.
Americans should have no expectation of a U.S. government-coordinated evacuation at this time.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has been warning Americans for months to stay away from Sudan.
It's absolutely imperative that U.S. citizens in Sudan make their own arrangements to stay safe in these difficult circumstances.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And U.S. Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin has sought to tamp down any discord between the U.S. and its allies over the massive U.S. leak of classified documents. At the meeting of allied defense leaders at the air base in Germany, Austin says he appreciates the support that's been extended by foreign ministers in light of the scandal involving the leak of sensitive military documents.
Take this issue very seriously, and we will continue to work closely and respectfully with our deeply valued allies and partners.
Many of the documents distributed online reveal details on the status of the war in Ukraine and the ongoing delivery of weapons to Ukrainian forces. North Korea's foreign military or minister has called the group of seven wealthy democracies a tool for ensuring the U.S. hegemony, as she lambasted the group's recent call for the North's denuclearization. This is VOA News. Russia's military acknowledged that a bomb accidentally dropped by one of its warplanes caused a powerful blast in a Russian city about 40 kilometers east of the Russian-Ukraine border. Belgorod has faced regular drone attacks during Russia's military operation in Ukraine, but the explosion on Thursday was far more powerful than anything its residents had experienced before. Russian commentators immediately floated theories about what weapon Ukraine had used for the attack. Many called for retribution. About an hour later, the Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that a weapon accidentally released by one of its own Su-34 bombers caused the blast. Military experts said it likely was a powerful 500-kilogram bomb. China and Russia have made no secret of their extensive nuclear cooperation, joining together via video link in 2021 to celebrate the construction of a new nuclear plant power units at two plants in China, both of which are Russian technology. VOA Cindy Sain explains why that's been a cause for alarm.
Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul spoke to VOA on his fears about China's nuclear buildup.
You know, I've had the classified briefings on this, and it's massive. Their nuclear arsenal is frightening, and there's no treaty to control it. Ideally, we could renegotiate a New START treaty with Russia and include China in that. But I think given this unholy alliance that we're seeing, and the aggression that we're seeing from both dictators in both countries, I have very little hope that that will happen.
The Federation of American Scientists estimates that China now has about 410 nuclear warheads. Russia has 5,889, and the U.S. has 5,244. Cindy Sain, VOA News. The State Department.
U.S. Supreme Court on Friday preserved access to an abortion drug while a lawsuit challenging the use of it plays out in lower courts.
The High Court issued a brief on Friday evening granting emergency requests from the Biden administration and the drug's manufacturer, Danco Laboratories, to continue to allow women to access the drug. The ruling puts on hold a preliminary injunction from a federal judge in Texas who earlier this month ordered restrictions on the abortion drug. The court had set a deadline for itself of midnight Friday to either approve the Biden administration's request to keep the drug available while the administration challenges a lower court ruling or to allow limited access to the drug to take effect. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.